We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see Loco? Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Play the music.
You're Loco, mañana. Te deseo tanto como sueño en madrugada. Son las dos y pico.
I think I love a football Friday more than anything.
More than Randy Moeller?
Yes. I love you, football Friday.
More than gambling?
Yes.
Huh? And when it's a football Friday and the Hurricanes have a primetime game, I mean, this is a fun day.
That's a good one.
So we have a lot to get to. Our football Fridays are packed as it is. And then you're going to get a real special day here on 790 The Ticket, because we'll only have a simulcast from 3 till 4 on 560 The Joe, and then it'll be all Loco Hour again, because they'll go into Hurricanes pregame. And so 3 out of the 4 hours today of the Hockman and Crowder extravaganza will be all Loco Hour on 790 The Ticket.
We can really act up today.
We can act up today.
Oh, I love it.
Because 790, it's like a younger, hipper club, you know? You know what I mean? Like, you get into the 560 club, it's more like slacks only, no ball caps.
So 560 is a lounge?
Yeah, it's more like, yeah.
790 is a club.
Yeah, so.
I got you.
And on a Friday, it works. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So today is a football Friday, y'all, and Football Friday is brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Canes UVA tonight. We're going to talk plenty about it. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is going to join us at some point this afternoon. We have a loaded potato, man, because Ira Winderman, you know, we do 15 minutes of heat around 2:15. Ira Winderman is at the heat practice right now, and he just texted me, and he said, practice is running late. And I said, you got to be on time, Ira. 15 minutes of heat doesn't stop for anybody.
Tighten up, Dub.
He said, that's what I wish I would have replied. Tighten up, Dub.
Shut up.
I instead replied, you know, you can't be late. 15 minutes of heat doesn't wait for anyone. Love you. And I should have gone tighten up, Dub. And Evan Boehm, Miami Dolphins offensive lineman, he's going to join us today. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. I see on the show sheet you forgot Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru.
I did forget
You can
Jamie
never
Eisenberg.
Slight Jamie Eisenberg. That's an unfortunate error on your part. Unfortunate error. Anyway, we have a ton of stuff to get to. And I don't know, you know, exactly where to start, but I will start here. I thought Tom Brady looked a little iffy last night.
Oh, yeah.
He looked a little bit like, and again, 300 yards passing.
Yes.
And a 21-point victory and two rushing touchdowns. He looked a little iffy to me.
He was taking, like, those running plays were his calls. I was surprised by him taking all those first downs
he
and getting in there.
He wanted that. Yeah. That was crazy.
But he was off target a lot.
Yeah, something was up with him. I don't want to call it the end of Tom Brady, but I feel like we're at the end of Tom Brady.
Tom Brady now, no chance in the hell he throws as hard as he did 6 years ago. It's natural. It's life.
Right. Like he, as much as he's defied that, and again, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek here, but no, he looked different to me.
He could have been throwing 100-mile-per-hour fastballs, and now he's throwing 94-mile-per-hour fastballs.
Which is still a nice fastball.
But it's not at 100. There has to be something a little bit off of his fastball, and with the win last night, They kept talking about during the game where they were going into the wind. It seemed like into the wind it was affecting his ball, but it's still Brady. They still covered. We still made money off of it.
So we had the Patriots last night, -16.5. That cover didn't look like it was going to cover for a while. New York played them tough. When they missed field goal, I was cursing Mike Nugent, man. I was cursing Ted Nugent, any Nugent. I was cursing. And then they had, there were the turnovers. Brady held onto the ball way too long on the one where he lost for a fumble and a touchdown. But then we also took Rob Pizzola's advice yesterday and bet Syracuse, which was a clunker from the get-go, man. That was a clunker.
Just looked, I don't think he was even high definition. It just looked ugly turning on. When you put the bet in, I turned it on. Look at this. Look at these jerseys.
That was bad. So we ended up pushing last night. We had one win, one loss, but somehow the Patriots covered again. Now, we are betting the Canes tonight. We are laying 2 points with the Miami Hurricanes. I don't know what Lee Sterling's going to say today, but Rob Pizzola kind of talked me into it yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not gung-ho, man.
Yeah, he's Channing's going half a unit
because
he's going 2 units on Florida.
I'm happy about
so
that.
So he's like he's more convinced about the Florida Gators. So we'll get into that stuff. The Dolphins game on Sunday, I'm going to the Dolphins game on Sunday. I actually think this is one of the good games to go to because I think this is one where they actually have a chance of winning.
Yeah.
But I was caught by a headline I saw on Pro Football Talk. Remember, probably Tuesday, I think Tuesday, you said the Redskins, Dan Campbell effect.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell, remember, comes in, takes over for Joe Philbin, I guess, right?
Yep.
And Dan Campbell, all of a sudden, they're running, Oklahoma drills.
Was it Tennessee?
Yeah, they're just firing.
Yep.
And it was, that new coach, new outlook, didn't last, but it's the Dan Campbell effect. And you said Bill Callahan might have that Dan Campbell effect, and you kind of like Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perusing Pro Football Talk, and the headline is Bill Callahan cuts off music, brings in officials, focuses on conditioning.
Yes,
and
sir.
I said to myself, that is the Dan Campbell effect.
Yep.
We're getting serious now. It's enough with the music. It's enough with the lollygagging out here. It's enough with the silly mistakes. I've got officials here. We're going to condition our asses off. There's no more music.
Yep.
You listen to music on your own time. It's the Dan Campbell effect.
Refocus, new offense, new defensive approach. Probably he's going to come in and implement what he likes. Is it sustainable? No, we saw with Dan, but for 1 week,
Can you get a week of success out of it?
Yeah, we don't know what offense they're running. The Dolphins don't know what offense they're running. They're not running. Jay Gruden is an offensive guy. He called all the plays. Now Callahan stepping. We don't know what they're running. We're going to have to figure it out throughout the game. We've seen that we don't do well in second halves. Now we don't know what they're doing in the first half either. Bro, I'm with the Redskins, baby.
Callahan ordered the music cut off after stretching. He had officials on hand to call penalties. He had a faster tempo in practice, and he ended practice by having players run wind sprints.
Yeah.
That's the Dan Campbell effect, to a T. It's exactly what you described.
And what they're saying, I know it. I've been a part of this. The last 5 games don't mean anything. The next 11 games is our season.
You're exactly right.
Like, they're going to come in this game with an entirely different approach. This is not – we're not – this is the second version of the 2019 Washington Redskins.
Right. Put the first 5 games behind you. Those 5 games don't exist.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this Sunday starts an 11-game schedule for us. And by the way, like, they're not devoid of talent.
No.
Washington's got some players.
They got, what, Montez Sweat? He's out there. They drafted him high. They have Josh Norman at one corner. They have Quentin Dunbar at the other corner. They have Landon Collins, the guy that they traded from the Giants. They have some talent now.
And again, I'm not going to tell you that Case Keenum is the next Patrick Mahomes, but Case Keenum has shown you that he can quarterback victories in NFL games. So that would obviously be the check that he's taking.
Every quarterback on the field in the Hard Rock Stadium Sunday are undesirable.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of both teams. Every last one of them. Nobody in the NFL would trade for any of the 5, including Dwayne Haskins, right now. This is going to be a low-scoring game. I was going to talk about it today. I believe in the under. I don't care if it's 6. Taking the under. It's not going to be a high-scoring game.
Let me see here. As long as you are feeling confident.
Keenum's going to, what, put 40 on the board? We can't even score in the second half now.
Let's see. Dolphins and Redskins. Dolphins are still getting 3.5 points. Over-under is 42.
Under.
Really?
I don't see it. The Dolphins themselves, I know they're under 10 points a game. Where are these points coming from?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
New England, I know the Redskins just put 3 on the board. I know another game this year they had 10. Like, these offenses are not explosive, and the defenses are really carrying these teams. The more talent on the Redskins team is the defense, the more talent the side of the ball Dolphins is the defense.
iDubbbz has texted me. Practice has ended. He will be good to go for 15 minutes of heat. So
better.
iDubbbz is bringing it strong. You see, that's the protein shake guy walking around here.
Who's that?
They have installed here at our Entercom studios. God bless Entercom. They have installed in our kitchen a protein shake machine for free. So anytime you want to get a protein shake, anytime you want a little pick-me-up, there's a machine now. Solana and I took a lesson on it. What kind of protein shake did you have?
I just went, chocolate, classic whey. You know how it is, Crowder.
And how was it?
Relate with me.
It was good.
Don't relate with me.
You know.
Weird thing to say to someone.
So try to relate with me.
Don't relate with me. Yeah. I Instagram some video. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram if you want to see it, because I am fascinated that they have installed a protein shake machine.
If you get into heavy protein shakes and don't work out, they're just calories then.
Yeah, I don't drink them because I laugh at the people that don't work out and eat the protein bars at the checkout counter. Yeah. I go, you're eating a candy bar.
Might as well get a candy bar.
Right, like you might as well get a candy bar. Like if you're not using it the right way, and you'll get a kick out of the people that are lining up to make protein shakes. Just trust me. Like I'm going to set up a secret hidden Instagram video because y'all will get a kick out of the people that are going to be drinking protein shakes. You know what they're going to do? They're going to drink a chocolate protein shake and say, oh, I had a very unhealthy lunch downstairs at the food hall, but I made it all good. I had a chocolate protein shake in the afternoon, not realizing all you've done is add a whole bunch of calories to your body. But whatever. I'm telling you, I think it's a fascinating addition to our kitchen. It's a fascinating addition. How many radio stations have a free protein shake machine in their kitchen?
They make it for you?
Well, he was showing you how, but yeah, it's like a pod and you put it in and then it kind of mixes it like an old school milkshake.
Two buttons. That's it. Yeah. Two buttons.
The thought of it's great in an athletic situation.
Right. We're sports stations.
Oh, goodness gracious. Boy, these people around here about to blow up. They about to blow up. They better have a Burdines membership.
What?
A Burdines.
Burdines?
They don't sell clothes no more?
No, I mean, Burdines doesn't even exist anymore.
There's no Burdines.
Why would you need a Burdines membership?
Because they're going to fatten themselves out of their local clothes. They're going to have to get a whole new Watch these people blow up around
it's
here.
It's National Obesity Day. Can you show a little more respect, please?
Yeah, show a little more respect.
National Obesity Day?
National Obesity Day.
Obesity?
National Obesity Day.
What you're kind of burying the O there, right? You're saying National Obesity Day?
National Obesity Day.
What's obesity?
No, I'm not burying any O. I'm saying National Obesity Day.
Obesity.
Obesity?
That's not a word.
Obesity
Day. Yes. Okay, all right. You're kind of swallowing the O there.
That's a day?
Today.
That's a day?
Listen, what's not a day?
You're celebrating obesity? Are you against obesity? Is it the knowledge of obesity? What's the obesity day?
I'll celebrate it.
Celebrate it?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Celebrate lazy?
I told you, I've been looking forward to the point in my life. I've told you, right? I've told you.
Yes, you want to be 600 pounds.
I watch my 600-pound life, and I look at these guys longingly. I really look forward to the day, like, my wife is out. Now she's got to support the family. So she's out working. Crowder, he's got to come over the day, lift my flap up. She can't even lift my flap. So he's got to lift my flap, clean underneath, make sure that I'm comfy in the bed, and you know, bring me a sandwich, Cheetos, protein shake. I might put one of those protein shakes machines in my room.
And dip cookies in it. cookies and protein.
It makes the cookie a little healthier.
I would roll your big ass down a hill.
And then I watch TV. I mean, the remote, you could just talk to it at this point. You don't even have to expend the energy to click through the guide. You'd clean under my flaps, wouldn't you?
No, man.
You'd clean under my flaps.
I would sit just far enough away from you with a bunch of food where you can't reach and laugh.
Oh, you'd be surprised how I could move if you've got some food in the room.
Well, you're not made to be that big, man.
I want to get there. I really want to get there. And
just
I want you to clean under my flaps.
Just for a summer?
Under my flaps. You give me some.
You know, we talked about the
hot. I don't want to have dirty under flaps. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you know I got a weak stomach. Why would you do this for segment one?
I can't even eat my Jell-O.
I don't want no Jell-O after I see what I
see. They
got to
put in the Jell-O machine. Quickly, headlines, Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
This just came across the wire. A new injury surfaced at Dolphins practice today. Kalen Ballage appears to be suffering a foot injury. He was limited in practice, practiced fully Wednesday and Thursday. Today, he was limited and is now upgraded to questionable for Sunday.
I think it would be downgraded, right? I don't think you upgrade. So he was, I think you're downgraded to questionable.
Yeah, he'll be downgraded to questionable.
The answer there would have been, questionable. That would have been the funny response.
No concern. I want to see more of Mark Walton anyway.
Yes, and
Patrick Laird.
Patrick damn Laird.
He reminds me of Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, a little bit. A little Mike Allstott in him. Some Matt Sui.
Come on, Laird. Let's get it, big boy.
What else you got, Solana?
Pro Football Focus released their first quarter all-pro team in the NFL this year. And Raekwon McMillan, Dolphins linebacker, was ranked as was on that list.
Oh, I didn't do the code word. People are texting in.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you remind me, dummy?
Code word.
Time for your chance to win Channing's change. He hides it under my flaps.
Get my money back. It's your heavy ass.
You come get it. The code word this hour is prize. P-R-I-Z-E. Prize. Text that right now to 72881, and you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word prize to 72881, and you could win $1,000 of Channing's change. Your next chance will be at the top of the next hour. So 3 o'clock, it's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Again, text the word prize right now to 72881. I appreciate you texters reminding me.
Tonight at 8 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium.
Let's go!
The University of Miami will host Virginia. Virginia enters at 2-0 in the conference. They have wins over FSU and Pittsburgh. Also tonight at 7 p.m., the Panthers are on the road to face Buffalo. That game will be heard here on 790 The Ticket.
Let's go get it, Sergei Bobrovsky.
And finally,
somebody texts in, National Obesity Day, my flap. Y'all stupid, LOL. Somebody else texts in, Patrick Laird reminds them of Brian Piccolo.
He got a little YA tittle in him, doesn't he?
All right, what else, Solana?
And finally, Instagram removed the activity tab from their app, meaning you can no longer track your followers' recent activity.
I know. It's a very protective approach Instagram has taken. Man, why couldn't
I stalk my wife anymore?
Nope.
Come on.
Somebody texts in, man, why couldn't the code word be flaps?
Bro, I'm not touching your flaps, man. I have that in your future plans of me coming over.
No, you'd clean under my flaps. I know you would. I know you would because I know how good a friend you are. I know you would.
You would have the bed sores out of this world.
Nope, because my under flaps would be clean.
No.
Because you're a nice guy.
No, I wouldn't. I'd add stuff to your under flaps. I'd hide Legos.
You would put a burr.
Yeah, I put a damn sticker, Briar, under every flap.
Ira Winderman is going to join us in the next segment, and we'll do 15 minutes of heat. He's at heat practice right now. It's just wrapping up. So 15 minutes of heat with Ira Winderman in a moment.
You know where they don't have no flaps? At Tootsie's Cabaret, baby, the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret for the best adult club in the country. And I know there's no flaps because I've been going to Tootsie's for 15 15 years. If you haven't been, you're missing out. Go check out the 64,000. That is right. 64,000 square feet of adult fun and a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar to watch all the football games, basketball, baseball, and the pay-per-view fights. There is no extra charge for pay-per-view fights. They're going to have them. They're going to have them on. Just come on in and watch it on one of the hundreds of TVs. And those 100 TVs are matched by the hundreds of beautiful women that are in there. You don't got to watch commercials or undercards. Just move your eyes about, you know, 2 feet to the left and look at one of these gigantic, beautiful stages with these beautiful women on them. Tootsie's is open from noon till 6 a.m. That's 18 hours a day. That's for us. They did that for me and you. Take advantage. And Tootsie's happy hour, this is what I want to tell you about, because a lot of people don't know. They open at noon. Get over there for lunch. The food is amazing. The drinks are half price. There is no cover during happy hour. You just walk on in, and people still call me from all around the country, guys I play with, and ask about the fried lobster at Tootsie's. And I tell them it's still here. Fly on down. I'll be happy to take you over there for the lobster, for the wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheese steaks. They have it all, and you will fill up. It is delicious. And stop by before or after any game at the Hard Rock Stadium. Before or after any game at Hard Rock, bring your ticket and you will get in for free. Hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. And if you come with a ticket to the Hard Rock Stadium before or after the ticket or the ticket stub, you will get in for free. It's just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. It is Tootsie's Cabaret, the best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com. Go there for more information. And there's a great chance when you go to Tootsie's, you will see me there.
All right. You know who was at the radio station today?
Mac Miller.
Wyclef Jean.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Did you know that, Solana?
Me? Why didn't y'all call me? You called me when that skinny damn girl was walking around. I want to meet Wyclef Jean.
No, wasn't it pink suit guy?
Pink suit man. Crowdy, want to go? I don't want to watch no damn pink suit man. I want to watch Wyclef.
Wyclef was here performing on the stage downstairs.
And when? Y'all don't call me.
Like just a couple hours ago. Like
come
10 minutes
on,
after
man.
I walked in. He was wrapping up his rehearsal on the stage downstairs. Yeah. Nice job, Solana.
Who was that? A little Duval. A crowd of little Duvals over there. I don't give a damn about no Duval.
All right. Ira Winderman. We're going to talk 15 minutes of heat with Ira Winderman next.
You want to see Loco?
Everybody go to the discotheque.
Artillery.
En nuevo orden.
Austin.
En nuevo orden.
En nuevo orden. Mariah.
One second. Esto es pa' bailarlo bien pegadito. Mientras yo lo mato, sigo frío como esquimalito. Con permiso. Los tiempos cambiaron, chamaquito. Las mujeres son modernas. Yo pido por el chiquito la fragancia.
All right, let's do this. 15 minutes of heat. You can hear every Miami Heat game right here. AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket, starting with the JetBlue Vacations Show pregame show hosted by Zaz and Tommy Tig. That's an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. You know, the three-time champion Miami Heat every game right here on The Ticket. And we do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they truly are steps beyond convenience. Heat are 2-0 in the preseason. And Ira Winderman covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Ira, if I got morbidly obese, would you clean under my flaps if I needed help?
Well, as you know, just coming into the studio, I try to avoid your flaps. So just getting around your flaps, I guess I have to get under your flaps anyway. So, yes, I can totally appreciate the challenge ahead. I said
that is a great non-answer. I can appreciate the challenge ahead. He's like, what are you, running for office? Would you lift up my flap and clean under it if it was sore? You would?
If I have to remove the Hockman cheese, I would. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that. That's a real friend right there. Tyler Hero looks legit. Are you buying into the hype?
Am I buying into Tyler Hero looking legit? I'm buying into the preseason hype of certain players who try to make impressions play at different speeds than veterans, as Channing can tell you, who are just trying to get through that part of the process. So, yes, he looks good in these moments and these times. But, as you know, they will game plan for him. They will put him on the scouting report, and all of a sudden life will change. So part one of the challenge is prove you can do this stuff. He's done that. part two is prove you can do the stuff when they know you can do the stuff. That's when you become an NBA player.
Right, yeah, that's going to be the challenge. Now, there's a question that keeps getting bandied about all over social media. I find this to be insane that you've got a kid that looks so good, and so this is the question that everyone wants to ask. But essentially, would you trade Tyler Hero for Bradley Beal if that trade was available?
Well, actually, this got asked. It almost started here a couple of weeks ago. I got asked by that in one of my Ask Iras, because Bradley Beal, for people who don't know, the Wizards guard, has an October 21st deadline to accept an extension. He most likely will not. The Wizards then will have to decide, can we risk losing him 2021 when he becomes a free agent, or do we trade him ahead of time? So I have put out this hypothetical thought of a deal that would make sense for a team looking for young players: Justice Winslow and Tyler Hero for Bradley Beal, just for conjecture's sake. And I put it out there, and I got to tell you, of the NBA people I've spoken to, it's been really 50-50. There have been people who have told me, look, you are paying Jimmy Butler $34 million a year this year, $35 million next year. You're spending almost $70 million. Why wait for Bradley Beal? You're in win-now mode now. The other people are saying is it's hard to get prospects in this league. You should grow from within. So I could see it both ways. I would make that deal because Tyler Hero could become that kind of player. Bradley Beal already is that kind of player.
Ira, Deion Waiters got down here in 2016. I loved on him on the radio, talked him up, and he let me down for 3 years. Is this the year, Ira? He dropped, what, 19 the other night? Is this the year Deion Waiters is going to excite me like he was supposed to?
I don't think so, Channing. Not because he doesn't have the ability, not because he doesn't believe he can do it, but I think it's a matter of opportunity. There was a time, especially before Dwayne Wade came back, when you could have made an argument he was the team's number one option. He had that entire canvas to him is do everything you can, do it as often as you can. I think now if we were to line up the Heat's priorities as far as who they want to get the ball to, who they want to develop, I think we all agree Jimmy Butler at that price point, 4 years, $142 million, he's number one. I think the way they're handling Bam Adebayo when trading Hassan Whiteside, he's number two. I think Justice Winslow, he's handling the ball so much, he's number three. So, Channing, I'm not so sure in today's NBA that a number four option can be a guy who gets all he wants as often as he wants. I think the realer or the greater question to that is, can he thrive in the number four player role as a number four player? That's what we need to see. And the fact that he bristled about playing off the bench the other day, which was more of a conditioning issue than anything, I think there are still real questions about that.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. It's 15 minutes of Heat. You just mentioned conditioning. Anything on James Johnson?
Yeah, just before I came on, the Heat broke their practice. James Johnson is back at practice today. He's back with everyone. He says his number one priority now is to re-earn the respect of his teammates. He was out there shooting. The whole thing is over. He's met his weight and everything. He then made comparisons how the Heat believe you have to be in one place. I believed in another. We came to an agreement. He then gave me a reference about Neo in the Matrix, and I was like, yeah, okay. It was something about just like Neo had to get the ear of the Oracle in the Matrix. You know, and I'm sitting there, like, not able to get to Wikipedia fast enough to figure if this makes any sense.
That sounds like a Crowder answer back from when he was playing.
Yeah. It's like, so I'm assuming basically when he makes his debut, whether it's Monday's game against the Hawks or after, he will be playing in some sort of long leather jacket, correct?
He comes out there in that Matrix look. I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, I would enjoy that.
He ate both pills, the red and the blue pill. He's eating all the pills.
Along with some calzones.
To go back to one of your talking points a couple of weeks ago when you referenced the Matrix, is this actually James Johnson in shape, or is this him in one of those pods believing he's in shape?
If he believes he's in shape, he's in shape. Like, that's the part of the Matrix that I don't think is, like, so problematic. If he believes he's in shape and everyone else does, then he's in shape.
Right.
Now, the problem lies in him believing he's in shape, Pat Riley believing he's not.
Yes. Well, but right now, maybe he's in the Matrix, and he actually has the Hawkman flap, so who knows?
Who is the Matrix?
Sorry,
that's
buddy.
Sean Marion, right? Sean Marion's the Matrix, right?
He was the Matrix, yeah. Correct, yeah.
Hey, Ira, something we were talking about with go back to Deion. because he was talking about he wants to start, and I think he'd be great off the bench, maybe just like you're saying, to have the ball, to have the iso ball, the stuff he's good at. What makes a good sixth man? Because like a Lou Williams and Jamal Crawford, I love Jamal Crawford. I don't know why. I just love him. But what makes a good sixth man, and why can't they start if they're the greatest sixth man in the world? Why can they never be in the starting five if you're the greatest sixth man ever?
Well, there's two parts to that. What makes a great sixth man? It's every part of the skill set that Deion Waiters has. I believe he could be Vinnie Johnson microwave-like in his game. But what makes a great sixth man? A mindset and willingness not to have to be a starter and appreciate that you could sort of score in bursts and play that way. And the second part of it, a lot of guys just can't wrap their head around. They're doing these fancy fireworks, you know, pyrotechnic announcements for the starting five, and then they just get to come in later on a muted introduction by the announcer. I think that's where he is. I think most of the guys you mentioned, Channing, could have been starters, but their coaches realized that they're sort of such combustible scorers that they could be great or not so great, which really is the Deion experience. He could be 12 of 14 or 2 of 14. So when you have that inconsistency, you can ride the wave and then end the wave. When they're a starter, there's a certain expectation of minutes. It takes a very unique talent. I believe Deion has that talent, but Deion believes that it's not the right role for him. That's what makes it very difficult.
Ira Winderman is with us. 15 minutes of heat. There's some excitement about the team. Do you notice this? Like the first two exhibition games and Deion balled out game two, Tyler Hero balled out game one. Summer League was fun with Tyler Hero and whatnot, and then the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. There's some legit excitement about this team, isn't there?
Yeah, you know what? People love something new. And this has been sort of a stagnant roster that really the newest part of the Heat last year was an old part when Dwayne Wade came back. But now you're right, Tyler Hero, they finally get a number one first round pick in the lottery and they keep it. And he's a fun player to watch. They get Jimmy Butler with his unbelievable attitude. That makes him fun. I'll give you another guy. Look, no one knew anything about Myers Leonard before he was included in the Whiteside, Jimmy Butler, Josh Richardson trade. But he's such a unique character with such a unique voice and personality and social media presence that he's fun. It just shows you when you get stagnant and tired in anything, the interest of Wayne. Are the Heat demonstrably better? We could have a great argument about that before the season starts, but at least finally they're different. This team needed to inject something different. Same ownership, same management, same coaching staff, but now you can come to American Airlines Arena and see something different.
Iris, Kelly Olynyk going to contribute early this season?
See, I wonder, Channing, but he's still out, still did not practice. They did not make him available to the media today, so if he's not on the practice court and James Johnson is a good 10 days behind, I do wonder if maybe Myers Leonard will be your opening night power rotation guy or maybe even Derrick Jones Jr. I think Kelly will work his way back. Kelly has had seasons already like this where he's not done much at the start and everyone's ready to write him off and then he reemerges. So again, I think the Heat's opening night lineup may very well not be their lineup 2 weeks later or 4 weeks later. I still think there's a place for Kelly Olynyk on this team though.
Which one of these guys does Tyler Hero remind you of most? John Konkak, Mike Miller, John Stockton, Scott Skiles, Jack Sikma, Jerry Sloan, or Kelly Olynyk?
I'm going to go with Devin Booker.
No.
See, I'm not falling into your trap. If I have to, I would go Rex Chapman. I would go Rex Chapman if you're going to force me there. But again, I'm not going to fall into that.
He is too savvy for that, man.
Devin Booker's real, real light, though. Now.
Who does Patrick Laird, he's on the practice squad for the Miami Dolphins. Who does Patrick Laird remind you most of? Frank Gifford, Merrill Hodge, Rocky Blyer, or John Riggins?
I was going to go Y.A. Tittle, but I'll leave that up to you guys.
Are you nervous about Sergei Bobrovsky?
I'm more nervous about you these days. But yeah, you know what? But I mean, he has been hot and cold through his career. He had his playoff struggles, but it's early. The problem is it's always early with the Panthers until it's too late with these kind of starts. So I never thought I'd be saying it's a huge early season second week game against Buffalo, but it really is tonight.
Yeah, it is funny because, like, we've sat through this, right? Season after season, the slow starts.
Every season, yeah. And they come around. And don't give me the St. Louis Blues were in last place in January and they won the Cup, because I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
All right. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. 15 minutes of heat. Always appreciate your time, Ira.
Hey, I love you guys, and I love Solana even more.
Look at that. Hey. Look at you. Cut me off right at the pass.
You're going to tell him you love him back?
That's weird. I keep saying that. I hung up on him already.
Come on.
Maybe it isn't muscle memory.
It's not.
Because I thought that would just come out of my mouth if someone said that.
No, because it's not natural.
So I've proven myself wrong.
Yes.
Love you, Hawk.
I love you, Solana. What were we saying? Those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. So coming up on November 16th, it's the Dribble Drive Against Cancer. And you got the Dribble Drive Challenge that goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. Then you got the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena. And then the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. And you can form teams now and donate at heathelpcure.org. Heathelpcure.org. That is so funny. I have maintained that if you just say, we love you, I love you, casually to a friend, they'll say it back. Yet when someone does it to me, I didn't even think, like, it didn't even cross my mind to say it back.
Because you don't feel that way.
I have to, but I do love Ira. That's the thing.
Do you?
I do.
Well,
I will say it. I love Ira. Ira reminds me of another reporter. Who is it? Is it Adam Beasley or Dave Hyde?
Safeed Dean.
It's not Safeed Dean. Okay. No, he doesn't remind me of Safeed Dean. I don't know.
Omar Kelly?
No, no. Omar reminds me a little bit of...
Perk.
Yeah. So glad you said it and didn't make me do it.
I can't say I'm not fooling with you, because I am fooling with you today. A second opinion is critical. That's why Cleveland Clinic Florida should be your first choice. You need to make sure your diagnosis is correct and the recommended treatment is appropriate. You need answers you can rely on from the very best doctors. And you know what those very best doctors are? They are practicing and teaching at Cleveland Clinic Florida with a track record of successful outcomes, even in cases considered untreatable by others. Cleveland Clinic Florida is your first choice for that second opinion. Call 1-800-639-DOCTOR or visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/second opinion to make an appointment today with the very best doctors.
All right. It is a football Friday. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back here. Oh, we got some giveaways, don't we, Solana? Let's do one in the next segment. In the next segment, someone wins $50 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Great prize, and you got to be listening to win. And if you start lining it up now on the phones, we're going to clear all the lines so you can't cut the line. So someone in the next segment wins $50 at Dave & Buster's. Got to be listening. Don't go anywhere.
You want to see Loco?
It is a football Friday. Love ourselves a football Friday. It's brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Going to do the Dave & Buster's giveaway here momentarily. Do not go anywhere. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Couple of tweets every now and then just kind of grab my attention, and I copy them and I paste them. And normally they have to do with sports. This one I found entertaining this morning. Guys, I just seen this girl crying outside of my local mall. I asked her what's wrong. She said she had lost $200, so I gave her $40 from the $200 I had found at the entrance. When God blesses you, you must bless others. Spread love.
I like it.
I found that to be funny. Mike Cugno from CBS4, he tweeted out last night, Tom Brady has more rushing touchdowns than the Dolphins have total touchdowns this season. That would be a 1 million to one bet. That's crazy. That is an unbelievable stat that Mike Cugno thought of last night, because when he Tom Brady had one rushing touchdown up until last night. He had added two to the pile. Yeah. Tom Brady has more rushing touchdowns than the Dolphins have total touchdowns. And we're in week five. Week six, game five. But, I mean, that's insane.
I think, what was it, last year, the year before, it took Tom Brady like 16 years to get to 1,000 rushing yards.
Do you remember in the Super Bowl we bet a prop bet? It was over under Tom Brady rushing yards. Two.
Yes.
Do you remember? We bet this. And I think it was Rob Pizzola that told us, take the under.
Won.
It was
and
crazy.
And we won.
It's a crazy. He's got three rushing touchdowns. The Dolphins have two total touchdowns. That's an unbelievable stat.
Whatever it takes.
And again, we read this yesterday. There have been 403 touchdowns scored in the NFL season. And after last night, what, we had six to that?
Yeah, 14. Yes.
He had six to that? Yep. So 409 touchdowns scored this season. The Dolphins have two.
Hold it down, Big Roseanne. There you go, Chad O'Shea. Get him right.
Hold it down. I think it changes this this Sunday, although you think the under. So if you think the under, you're assuming the Dolphins are going to do their part.
Yes, both sides. They're both going to do their part, I mean, offensively.
That's kind of nutty, man. That is, I mean, those stats are just crazy.
But if you look at the Redskins roster, you know a lot of names on there.
Yeah, no doubt.
You don't know any of the Dolphins' names. Like, people are looking at the Dolphins roster in D.C. right now, and they're saying, who plays safety? Who's the guard?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the reality of it. I don't think we're saying anything out of school. In fact, we've got coming on with us at 3:15, Evan Boehm. Now, did you know him before?
No.
I'm not goofing around. Like, did you know him before Solana told us a couple days ago that he's coming on with us?
I remember when they acquired him.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I looked up. Like, I'm looking forward to talking to him. Here's the thing. I like getting to know new athletes in town, and that's pretty much all we got on the Dolphins roster. So every week we're getting to know someone other than Walt Akins. We're getting to know somebody. But, yeah, so we'll speak with him around 3:15. But I wasn't really familiar with his work.
I say it all the time. It's the if you're tanking, the sidebar of tanking is banking on young players to become something that you can build on, and that's what they're doing, bringing in Evan Braun, bringing in Stilts, these DBs that are playing. Let's see if this guy can play. Because a lot of these guys wouldn't have a chance on other rosters. But now, with this roster, they get their chance to show what they got against the big boys. That's what they're doing. They're banking on Evan and all these guys to figure out if they're part of next year's real rebuild. They're tearing it down now. Are you going to be a block of the new house that they're building?
Our guy Marcos. You know Marcos's last name? I saw it on the email. Is it Marcos Gonzalez?
I'll check right now.
I'm pretty sure that it is. Our guy Marcos, been learning back there from Solana. He does massive amounts of research heading into every Football Friday for us, and it's so good. I think I told you this a couple of weeks ago. It's beyond anything that anybody's ever put together for me when it comes to an actual game, and this isn't exactly a great game. Is it Gonzalez?
Yeah, it is.
Marcos Gonzalez, congratulations once again on blowing me away with your hard work. He put together the five top Miami Dolphins, Washington Redskins games, right, in history. So as we do the Football Friday. So number five, according to Marcos, the Landry Special. This was 2015, week one. Ryan Tannehill throws for 226 yards and a touchdown. Dolphins outlast the Redskins week one of the 2015 NFL season. The game was tied with about 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter when Jarvis Landry took a punt back 70 yards, the only punt return touchdown of his career. And it says 3 minutes later, I don't know if you remember this, Bryce McCain came up with one of the more impressive one-handed interceptions of anyone's career to close the door on Kirk Cousins. Jarvis Landry's stat line for that game, 8 receptions, 63 yards, and a 74-yard punt return. Number four, Washington-Miami all-time football games. Orange, you glad we won, he says. 2003. Were you on the team in 2003?
No, I got here in 5.
Dolphins first wore the orange jersey on November 23rd, 2003. It was a Sunday night game. It was the first time in their 38-year history that they sported such a look. They defeated the Redskins 24-23 with Jay Fiedler and Brian Greasy splitting the quarterback duties that day. Greasy had a team-high 133 yards on 8-for-13 passing with a touchdown and two interceptions before being pulled from the game in favor of veteran Jay Fiedler. Fiedler added 59 yards on 5-for-10 passing and eventually led the team to victory in the second half. Those are unbelievably terrible stats.
I wasn't here, but I heard a story about this game. Larry Chester, he was a big defensive tackle, and he was built like a pear. He's thin now. He had his little belly clipped or whatever they do. But he was a fat dude. National Obesity Day, so we're celebrating. One of the report, I forget who it is, and it's somebody still down here. He ended up calling him a pumpkin. He was like, "Oh, that orange on you like a big pumpkin." And the story is that Larry Chester choke slammed him into a laundry bin.
He didn't want to be called a pumpkin.
Larry did. You know, some of the big dudes.
Some guys, they get sensitive.
Yeah. Like Big Vernon. He'll take a fat joke. Keith Traylor, you better not say one thing about fat or belly buttons or anything, because he'll punch you in the face. And Larry Chester wasn't having it.
Number three all-time Dolphins-Redskins game, the birth of Dan the Man. After an impressive rookie season, Dan Marino and the Dolphins march into Washington, dominate the Redskins 35-17. This would ignite a span of 11 straight wins en route to an impressive 14-2 regular season record that year and an eventual Super Bowl berth. Dan Marino began his record-breaking season that game with a lights-out performance. His stats on the day, 21 of 28, 311 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Mm. 5 touchdowns. Notable stats, Mark Duper, 6 receptions, 178 yards, 2 touchdowns. Joe Rose, 2 receptions, 35 yards. Jimmy Cephalo, 1 reception, 2 yards.
There you go, Jimmy.
Way to go, Cephalo. Oh, no. Way to go, Cephalo.
Duper was saying they still didn't give me the damn ball enough.
Number two, Garrow's gaffe. Every Dolphins fan remembers the Garrow-Yepremian gaffe where he could have just sat on the ball. Like, the ball gets snapped, he's going to kick a field goal, and he ends up trying to throw it. He looks ridiculous. Throwing it. That is a legendary moment in Dolphins lore. And Garrow-Yepremian, as Marcos points out here in Garrow Fun Facts. I'm telling you, I've never gotten a report like this. Hmm. Now there's a little sidebar. Garrow's Fun Facts. He was the last player in the NFL not to wear a face mask on his helmet.
Wow.
If you watch Garrow-Yepremian kick, he's got no face mask. And it says, before his first kickoff, his coach told him to run to the bench as soon as he kicked before his opponents could lay into him. Yepremian kicked off and then in a harried state ran to the wrong bench, finding himself sitting with the opposing team.
I like that.
Number one is perfection. Dolphins beat the Redskins 14-7. I think everybody remembers that. That was the Super Bowl, and that was the undefeated season. But what's most important is what Marcos considers an honorable mention game. It is Week 1, 2007. Dolphins-Redskins. Redskins win in overtime, 16-13. But Channing Crowder's stats. 4 solo tackles, 4 combined tackles, 8 total tackles.
Hey!
Redskins stats, 191 rushing yards, 209 passing yards. Chris Cooley, who Marcos says is Crowder's most likely his main assignment.
You go to hell, Marcos. You don't know the defense.
1 reception, 10 yards.
Never mind, Marcos. Great job.
You locked him down. You locked him down.
Yeah.
You jumped the gun on Marcos.
You didn't lock down CP, though. That was Clinton Portis, I believe.
You locked him down. Yeah, all right, we got to get into the simulcast here in a moment. So do what you got to do here so we can kick off the simulcast extravaganza.
If I balled out, I must have ate at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market that Saturday night. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Same family owned and operated. They know what they're doing. Thousands of families go to Delaware. Delaware. Jump on the bandwagon. There's plenty space. There's plenty food. Get to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. They have everything you want. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have all the lobster. They have the shrimp, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have the crustaceans. They have alligator. They have venison. They got frog legs. They got eggs that are great, free range, and delicious. They have sides. The conch salad is awesome. Bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad. They have it all, and the prices are crazy. I don't know how to get away with these prices. Argentinian royal red shrimp, only $9.99 a pound. The turkey burgers made in-house daily, only $5.99 each. The turkey chili, I just tried this for the first time about 6 months ago. It is awesome. $7.99 a pound for the turkey chili. And chicken leg quarters, if you buy 5 pounds or more of chicken leg quarters, you get it for 99 cents a pound. Those are 1960 prices for chicken, but Delaware does it right. And in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, buy any product ending breast, turkey breast, chicken breast, turkey cutlet, duck breast, the ground and whole breast. Every pound of breast you buy from Delaware during October, they will donate 10 cents per pound to breast cancer awareness. They've been in the South Florida area for a long time. They love to give back. Y'all got to get to Delaware. And stone crab season starts in a couple days, October 15th. They're going to have all the stone crabs as well. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
I forgot to do the Dave and Buster's giveaway, Solana.
Let's do it right now.
I don't have time. We have a hard network out.
Nah, we can fit it in, no?
Somebody texts in, Hawk, here's a stat. The Patriots' defense has 5 TDs this year. That's more than the Dolphins and Jets combined. That's an unbelievable stat, too. All right, I promise in the next segment, someone wins a $50 gift certificate for Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. We are endeavoring to take all the stations, Papa. The Hawkman and Crowder simulcast begins next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.